Hello and welcome to another episode of Julius's Motivations. This episode is brought to you by Anchor. You'll be hearing a little ad. That's how I do get the moolah. Let me stop. I like to be very truthful in this episode and, you know, make some people laugh. But this episode is a very touchy subject. This is about delivery. This is about your personal reputation. This episode is going to be called Reputation. There you go. Boom. And before we start with our episode, I know I have been on a big hiatus, but guys, I am back. Don't worry. I'm fine. I've just been dealing with some things, and you know, life goes on, so you just have to keep on pushing. To get into more details, I have a book that is coming out very, very soon, guys. I don't want to give out a lot of details right now because we are still in the process of deliberating it right now. I don't know if that's the right word, but hey, I use the big word. But yes, I do have a book coming out this month. The launching party will be this month. That doesn't mean that the book will be out this month. That just means the media will be able to have the book. We will be campaigning for the book release, and then we'll have the release date. So there's the launch date and then the release date. Those are two different, you know, dates. Da-da-da-da-da. Boom. There you go. So I hope you guys have a great day. It is March. It's March Madness month. Let's go, guys. Let's get up. Let's get ready for this month. We are moving forward. This is the month that started the pandemic. And, you know, you know, let's say hi to 2021's March. You know, let's see if she knows how to act. But, you know, let's get on with the show. Hello. Oh my gosh, guys. It's the end of March. How did it feel listening to my voice from the past? Wow, it's so weird how that intro was recorded on March 4th. Literally, it was recorded on March 4th. That's why you heard a lot of out-of-date information. So, here I am to put you up to speed, guys. Today, we are going to still be talking about delivery and reputation. I did have to refresh myself on that intro, so I did listen to it. But I've gotten a lot of requests from people to continue working on my podcast because they haven't heard anything from it. So guys, I got you. April is the month of poetry. It may not be the official month of poetry, but it is my month of poetry. And you'll be hearing a lot more of me. Yes, a lot. And in May, we will be starting season 3. Wow, we've made it to season 3. When are we going to make it to 100 episodes? Wow, I do have to count how many episodes I have. Because we have to celebrate, guys. We have to celebrate 25 episodes, 50 episodes, 75 episodes, and then 100 episodes. That's going to be fun. This journey is going to be amazing. And let's continue. So, delivery, reputation, and poetry. They all have a lot of things. Now let's start with delivery. So we all come with good intentions when we talk to people.
So delivery can be with anything. It can be with art. It can be with, you know, whatever. But we must know how to deliver this specific piece, right? So let's say we're talking to someone and we're trying to help them and explain to them what they did wrong and how to fix it. Let's say, you know, you did something and the other party is mad at you because you did that thing. Now, you both have to work on how you are going to deliver your feelings. How are you going to explain to them what is it that you have a problem with, but in a very respectful manner? Now, a lot of people, when they're angry, it is not a good time to talk out your feelings, especially when you're angry. I've learned that a lot, because a lot of things slip when you're angry. You say a lot of things that you maybe don't mean at the time, and you just say it out in the heat of the moment. And that's not really a good thing, and it can mess up and your reputation. You can be seen as a bad person or this, that, and the third because you said what you said. And I know it's crazy, but I've been through this. I've been angry before. I've gotten into arguments and I've said some things that I shouldn't have said. And maybe I've meant at the time, but I got over it. But in the long run, the people hold on to those things that you say. A lot of people say sticks and stones may break my bones and words will never hurt, but hey, that's a lie. Words do hurt. They hurt a lot. I should know. Words have power. They have meaning. And we have to watch what we say sometimes. We have to watch our actions sometimes, because guess what? Actions do speak louder than words. And it's just, you have to, let's say, work on your delivery when we get into these situations. We have to think about how the other person is feeling. Empathy. We have to just work on ourselves also. Whenever we are angry, don't just go off. Wait. Sit back and really analyze what you're about to say to this person. Is it out of anger that you want to just tell the person how you feel about them and then regret it later? Or feel good about it now and then that person never talks to you again? That's why it is very important to watch what we say. To actually listen to one another. To actually, you know, just sit there and, you know, listen to what the person has to say. We may not agree with everything they're gonna say, but just listen to them. You internalize what they say, and then you talk. And then they're gonna internalize what you said. But a lot of people are gonna say, hey, it doesn't work that way. Yes, a lot of people are not going to want to listen to what you have to say. A lot of people are just going to want you to listen to them. What I say when it comes down to that situation, just walk away. Just walk away. In today's day and age, we need to learn how to walk away from certain situations. We need to learn how to pick and choose our battles, which is very important. We need to learn how to pick and choose our battles. Not everything is to fight for. not every argument we should argue about. Not everything is, oh, I have to win. It's not about winning. It's about letting your side be heard. Or listening to the other person and hearing what they have to say. Reconciliation is way better than war. Because it helps. It helps resolve unfinished business. Instead of coming out in a public way to shame someone, maybe talk to them privately. Maybe work on it in the background instead of putting it all out for the world to see. Because there is a little thing called karma, and she can come back. Whatever you put out into the world, you're gonna get back. So if you hurt someone, you're gonna get hurt back. Whatever you sow, you will reap. And we can't complain because we did it to somebody. Now it's being done to us. And we don't like how it feels. That just gives us a more deeper message. Watch what we do to others. Watch what we say to others. Because if you wouldn't like it done to you, don't do it to nobody else. Wow. This got deep, right? This got really deep. I could be wrong about a lot of the things I'm saying, and I accept that. But at the end of the day, these are my opinions. These are from, you know, things I've experienced, ways I've dealt with things. Not everybody's different, so not a lot of the ways I deal with things are gonna help others. But it gets a good understanding of what a few or maybe a lot of people think. It's time to become mature about a lot of things. Put down our childish ways and keep on moving. Because bickering is childish. It gets us nowhere. It gets us nowhere. I said it. It gets us nowhere. Bickering like children. So from today on, we are going to be the bigger person. We are going to be kind to everyone that we meet. Because, hey, don't we want kindness back? But that's for you to think about. So, now that we're done with that conversation, wow, a very deep conversation and very hard to transfer from one topic to the next with that deep conversation. And guys, just really think about it. Think on it. It's really a nice way to get your emotions out, I guess. I like doing this because I get to get my side out there. I get to show people how I deal with things, you know? How I, you know, try and deal with things sometimes. Because I'm not perfect. Nobody is. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. We all do things that we regret. But at the end of the day, we learn from those mistakes. We pick up our bed and we walk. We don't wallow in our pain. We deal with it. Because that's how you actually move forward. When you deal with the things that are uncomfortable. That's our challenge for April. That's going to be our challenge. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. There we go. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. We have to get out of where we're comfortable because we're not moving. There's still a lot to learn in this world, and a lot of it is going to be very complicated, and it's going to make us feel uncomfortable, and we have to deal with it. A lot of us probably don't even want to, but at the same time, it's really going to help us in the long run. Now, let's read some poetry. So this poem was written using some biblical background. And here it goes. I sit down and show my face towards the sky, while my foes plot against me in layers of lies. I stand up and lift my eyes towards the hills, while all day they twist my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil. They congregate in darkness, hidden in the sea while they mark my steps, waiting for me to cross, to take my life. Their hate is shown on their faces like statues, statues to built up to distract us from the devil, trying to feed us lies while death nears the end. Burning incense of blasphemy into my story, making what never was into what once was. They eat at the table with my picture burning, the fire a placement of what they see. I cry at the vision in front of me. Their spirits, they rise up against me. Why do they pray for my demise? So once again, I look up to the hills and I scream, my defender, my one true love, save me from the palms of my enemies. My heart leaps for your love. I've lost my way and become defenseless. Guide my feet in the way in which they shall go. Take from me the spirit of fear. Strip me, mold me into what I've been called to do. I ask for forgiveness of self, for I've killed love. For love has been restored from stone into my heart. The icy cold weather from within goes. My heart no longer cold. For love. Yes, true love will always have the final say. That is such a beautiful poem. That is such a beautiful poem. I love it. Wow. I love that poem. It shows you a lot. There's a lot of imagery in it, too. And there's a lot of, just a lot to think about, too. Just really, wow. Anyways, What did you think about that last poem, guys? Did it touch you? Is there a favorite part that you had? Is there something that stuck out to you? What stuck out to you? These are some questions that I've been asked or I've been told, you know? And here's the next poem. It's called Rise Above. The hate of the world isn't easy to take. It pins you down like nails in the walls. What lies in these walls is the death of me. The death of oneself rising into another. Rise above their selfish, immature anger. Stand up for the life you live. In love. You love to hate one another, but walk the same path. Your hate leads me down a path of denial. But you tell me, don't fall for the people of anger, for they pray for the demise of others. But don't you see? You pray for the demise of others, but don't see the destruction you have caused along the way. I have stood far too long looking and listening to your anger. I have prayed far too long to die to your deadly disease of cancerous pain, spreading out to those around you. Sprouting out spores of deceitful hate. I can't believe I was born into a world where people want to control you with your emotions, crushing you with everything they got if they lose that control. I blame nobody else but the enemy of love. For anger isn't my cup to partake in. But it is the cup the world has mistaken. Wow. Such a beautiful poem. Such powerful words. Such a deep rooted meaning. Remember those questions I asked you guys before? Well, they apply to this poem too. What do you guys think about it? What about it is powerful? What stuck out to you? What made you really think about, wow? Because I can give you an example of a line that actually had me thinking. It really had me thinking. And it's this line right here where it says, you tell me, don't fall for the people of anger, for they pray for the demise of others. Don't you see? You pray for the demise of others, but don't see the destruction you have caused along the way. Such a powerful, powerful message in there. It's like we look at things from our perspective, but never look at it from another perspective. We may feel like we're doing everything that's right, and then when we really look back at what we did, and we see our mistakes. It's crazy how internal we take that. It's like, wow, when we really look at it from a different perspective, can you now see what you have done is what it's asking you? Can you now see why everything is this way? Can you now see why they're gone? Can you now see what happened along the way? That's such a powerful moment in that poem. There's a lot of other ones too, but that just stuck out to me so much. And wow, it was such, it's such a beautiful poem in general. And such a beautiful poem. And this last one I want to share with you guys. I think I've shared it before, but hey, it's a beautiful poem. It's a beautiful poem. And I think people should hear about it. And it's called Recovery. There comes a time where it is vital, where the chemical imbalance won't fix, where pain was never the issue, where life is always the answer. Never stop fighting. Don't ever doubt yourself, not even for one second. For you have an excellent voice, a voice of power, a voice of therapy, a voice of probability, a voice of life. There is power in you. What you say affects you, and what you do affects others. Remember to always do everything with kindness. Wow. That's my favorite line out of everything in that poem. That is my favorite line. A reminder to always do everything with kindness, because you never know what another person is going through. So just show a little kindness. We may be having a bad day, but that person is also probably having a bad day. So let's be kind to everyone we meet, even when we're having those bad days. Because putting a smile on somebody else's face is such a great feeling. It's such an amazing feeling to see somebody get happy, to be happy. It's such a great, fulfilling moment. It's such a great moment. Wow, this was such a beautiful and deep episode. It's such, wow, I miss doing this, guys. I miss actually getting into a deep conversation with myself and then showing it to you guys. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? Very crazy. You know, this guy, he's talking to himself. He's in his house just like blabbering on about whatever he's blabbering about, you know? Like, still. It feels great to just, you know, sit here, be with your thoughts, and actually, like, constructively deal with them, you know? There's a lot of things that I deal with. And you know what? This is the best part of my day. Just talking about it. Just writing about it. Because they come out so deep for no reason. Guys, help me. it's such a great feeling. It's such a great feeling. Like, wow, I accomplished something. But guys, thank you for listening to another episode. I know this episode was long, and I know I said I was going to make my episode shorter, like 15 minutes. But hey, guys. I know you like hearing me talk. And I know you love my poems. And I just want to continue to share them with you guys. Those two poems are actually very new and very deep. And the other one I've written... How long ago did I write that? I wrote that, wow, 4 years ago. Literally, I wrote that 4 years ago. Wait, I'm gonna see the exact date I wrote Recovery. Give me 1 minute. I'm gonna show you. Okay. Oh my gosh. Wow. It's been that long? That is so amazing. Okay. I wrote this poem. Wow. Amazing. March 8th. 2019. Such a wonderful time. Such a wonderful time. Wow. Wow. Recovery was born. Recovery is so young. Wow. So guys, I want to thank you for listening to this episode. And I will see you back April 4th with a new episode. Have a great rest of your holy week. For those of you who are celebrating, have a good Friday. Yup. And have a wonderful Easter Sunday. Thank you guys. Shalom.